Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Haley Stidham.
Regional universities like Moorhead State are breathing a little easier.
With school set to begin next week in Round County, district officials hope to have all positions filled.
Farmers in Kentucky are working with local food banks to bring fresh produce to people in need.
Jobless rates fell last month in Kentucky.
In sports, Moorhead State University's track and field teams were honored over the weekend.
Weather for tonight, partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low around 67. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the morning becoming more widespread in the afternoon with a high near 83. And tomorrow night, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms with a low around 66. Chance of rain is 40%. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy late in the evening with a high near 83.
Regional universities like Moorhead State are breathing a little easier this week. That's because the Kentucky legislature passed a pension relief bill in special session last week that gives local health departments, regional universities, spouse abuse shelters, and other groups immediate relief from soaring pension costs. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says the temporary freeze will put $3 million back into the university's general fund.
I will also say that we're hopeful that going forward, there will be some consideration after July 1, 2020, to continue to work with smaller entities like us to either freeze the rates again or some other type of modification, because buying out of a pension system at this type of cost can be quite burdensome on, you know, a school our size.
Moorhead's Board of Regents passed two budgets in June, one in case a freeze was put in place. Morgan says the money saved by the pension freeze will be relocated to operating costs that were cut in the original budget.
With school set to begin next week in Round County, district officials hope to have all open positions filled. Education officials announced last week that districts across the state collectively have 4,900 open instructional positions. That news is coupled with a 13% decline in new teacher graduates. Round County does not have openings, but Superintendent John Maxey says they are seeing the impact of the teacher shortage.
We're not getting as many applicants. We're still getting applicants, but we're not getting as many qualified applicants. So whereas, a year or two ago, we would have 30 or 40 applications for any job that came open in elementary, now we're seeing, four and five applications for those same positions. And in some cases, they're not real strong candidates.
Officials say pensions, politics, pay, and the pursuit of test scores all get mentioned frequently as leading reasons for the teacher exodus in Kentucky.
The Entrepreneur Resource Provider Gathering is set to take place Tuesday in Morgan County. The event will take place at the Commercial Bank of West Liberty, located on 550 Main Street. Bobby Clark, the president of Sustainable Business Ventures, says he hopes all small business owners and entrepreneurs will attend.
We're going to provide lunch, and we're looking for small business owners and others that are around or work with small business owners to learn about the programs that we're going to be rolling out in Eastern Kentucky over the next 3 to 6 months.
The free event begins at 11:30 a.m. Lunch will be provided.
A multi-million dollar construction project is making way to Eastern Kentucky. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
The more than $70 million project will focus on widening a crash-prone section of the Mountain Parkway near the McGoffin and Morgan County lines. Governor Bevin tells WKYT,
"When companies come and see the caliber of the road work here, it gives them confidence that they, their employees, and the things that they make can move to and from the markets in an expedient fashion. That's what this is about."
When the Mountain Parkway expansion is completed, it'll run more than 90 miles, crossing six counties between I-64 and U.S. 23 in Eastern Kentucky. I'm Haley Hansen.
A Knott County Special Needs Baseball League just finished their season last week. The Challenger Division was founded by Joshua Huff. His son, Zaid, has Angelman syndrome. Huff tells WYMT he and his wife always wanted Zaid to be able to play baseball.
Yeah, I kind of founded it, I guess you'd say. So would love to see some them be able to participate in baseball. If they're more than capable to be able to hit a fast pitch, we'll throw a pitch to them, and we kind of just go with it. It's no greater feeling than be able to hear the laughs and the smiles of these kids.
Each team is fully sponsored by local businesses, and parents don't have to pay anything. 23 kids are in the division, and organizers are hoping to expand even further next year.
Jobless rates fell last month in Kentucky. WMKY's Ty Martin has the story.
Kentucky officials say unemployment rates fell in 55 counties and rose in 51 others between June 2018 and June 2019. Woodford County had the lowest jobless rate at 3.4%. It was followed by Boone, Oldham, Shelby, and Spencer counties at 3.8% each. Fayette County was at 3.9%. Bourbon, Campbell, Kenton, and Scott counties had 4% rates each. The state's highest unemployment rate was 12.4% in Magoffin County. Second to Magoffin is Lewis at 9.3% and Carter County at 9.1%. Elliott and Harlan counties had an 8.8% rate. Leslie County was at 8.2%. Knott and Lawrence counties were at 8.1% each, and Breathitt, Clay, and Martin counties had 8% rates. For WMKY News, I'm Tom Martin.
Farmers in Kentucky are working with local food banks to bring fresh produce to people in need. Cynthia Kirkhart runs the Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington. She says the Farms to Food Banks program was started to lessen agricultural dependence on tobacco while also providing for Kentuckians in poverty.
And the Farms to Food Banks program kind of capitalized on that transition from tobacco as being the main crop in Kentucky to the opportunity of the Department of Agriculture encouraging farmers to raise other crops, how to ensure that the farmers would not really take a beating in crops that they were not able to sell.
More than 3 million pounds of produce were distributed last year, and Kirkland hopes to expand the service even further as the program enters its ninth year.
Democratic gubernatorial nominee Andy Beshear picked up an endorsement from a Republican state lawmaker in his bid to unseat GOP Governor Matt Bevin in Kentucky. Senator Dan Seam announced his support for Beshear in a video released Monday. Seam represents Bullitt County and part of Jefferson County. CM says Bevin has failed miserably in dealing with pension problems and spent the past year running around the state insulting everyone, including the four teachers and his family. Bevin has feuded with public education groups as he pushed for changes to the public pension system. He signed a pension relief measure passed during a special legislative session last week. Beshear says of the endorsement, there's room on his team for everyone. He and Bevin are locked in a close race.
16 states have signed on in support of a Kentucky anti-abortion bill. WUKY's Josh James has more.
In a release, the Bevin administration reports the attorneys general of the states, including neighboring Ohio, Indiana, and Tennessee, have filed an amicus brief with the U.S. 6th District Court of Appeals. Kentucky is requesting the court overturn a U.S. district judge's ruling backing the ACLU and the state's last remaining clinic that performs abortions, which argued against House Bill 454. The measure outlaws an abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation, which the administration calls, quote, brutal and grotesque. Opponents of the bill argue it would result in women being forced to undergo a more lengthy and costly procedure. In their brief, the attorneys general assert that the bill does not place an undue burden on abortion providers or women seeking an abortion, and that it should not have been struck down in its entirety by the lower court. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Morehead State University's track and field teams were honored over the weekend. MSPR's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Both Morehead State track and field teams rank among the top academic units in the nation, as the men's and women's teams both earned all academic honors from the United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. In addition, senior Justin Mokler earned an individual all-academic accolade. For the outdoor season, a student athlete must have participated in any round of the NCAA Division I championships, including preliminary rounds, which Mokler did at the East Regional. He also qualified for having a 3.25 or higher grade point average. Team awards are for schools whose teams meet the 3.0 team GPA standard. The Morehead State men's team was one of just three Ohio Valley Conference teams to earn the honor, while the women were among a group of six conference schools being bestowed this year's honors. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks traded in a tight range as Wall Street tempered its expectations for this week's trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing and looked ahead to the latest monetary policy decision from the Federal Reserve. And at the close, the Dow Industrials had a modest gain of 28.90 at 27,221.35. The broader market was weaker as the S&P 500 was down 4.89 at 3,020.97, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 36.88 on weakness in big tech stocks at 8,293.33. As mentioned, big tech was on the downside today after a period of very good strength last week. Amazon was down 1.5% in today's trading. Microsoft was down 0.2%, and Facebook shed almost 2%. The Fed will announce its latest decision on whether to adjust interest rates at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Chairman Jerome Powell will also address the state of the economy in a press conference right after the meeting. And despite a healthy economy and an unemployment rate under 4%, investors widely expect the central bank to cut its benchmark lending rate for the first time since 2008 by 25 basis points. And the Fed, which seeks to keep inflation around 2%, has had trouble sustaining price growth in recent months despite a healthy economy and low unemployment. That may hint that the current level of interest rates may be too high, even though the benchmark rate is well below its historical norms. President Trump today took to Twitter to jab the Fed ahead of its meeting, criticizing the central bank for what he characterized as oppressive interest rates. The president was talking about the European Union and China, both lowering interest rates to pump up their economies. And, of course, the president wants the Federal Reserve to do the same here in the U.S. And, of course, this week, U.S. and Chinese officials will convene in Shanghai in a latest attempt by the globe's two largest economies to craft a trade deal and end their year-long trade dispute. While investors last week heralded news of the face-to-face discussions with optimism, people close to the talks warned that the appetite for a sweeping deal has waned since the spring. In corporate news, drug maker Pfizer plans to divest its off-patent drug business and marry it with generic drug maker Mylan. The combined company, which will market Mylan's EpiPen and Pfizer's Viagra, will be domiciled in the U.S. Pfizer fell almost 4% in afternoon trading, while Mylan rose 13%. Beyond Meat, the hot meat alternative IPO with a market cap bigger than a quarter of the companies in the S&P 500, reported earnings after the bell. The stock was actually down in after-hours trading on mixed results. And in earnings news, 75% of companies have beaten estimates so far this earnings season, and 60% have beaten revenue expectations. And as mentioned, Beyond Meat reporting after the close today, the stock was down about 5% half an hour before trading ended today. In Europe, stocks were actually very quiet today, with the Stock 600 index up less than 0.1%. In the Far East, stocks were rather weak, with the Nikkei down 0.2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down 36 cents at 57.02, Kroger down 5 cents at 21.43, Marathon Petroleum down 65 cents at 56.19, Delta Airlines up 30 cents at 62.46, and Anthem was down $1.70, finishing at 298.28. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Haley Stidham.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.